44-year-old Bob Martin is a commercial fisherman. He was appointed to the Harbor Board 3 years ago, then elected to a 2-year term after that, and hopes to continue.
I was just concerned. It seemed like our harbor was getting a little bit, it was deteriorating, and I didn't see that there was a plan to try to bring things back up where they should be. And it seems like things are going pretty well now, and I thought I might as well stay on and try to see some of these projects through.
Martin says his top priority is following through on replacement of Petersburg's North Harbor, which is over 50 years old. The city has secured $7 million in state and local funding to redo the docks and floats, but the latest cost estimate puts that project price tag at $8.7 million. The Harbor Board has looked into options for trimming the project's cost, and Martin says he hopes the city can secure additional money for the work.
We did everything we could. We had our best estimate from the engineers, and we thought $7 million was the price tag, and there was a mistake somewhere. And if we had gone out with that $9-plus million number, maybe we would have gotten full funding for that. But now we're short, and we can't really change the design. We can just cut pieces off to try to get the price down, and that just leaves us coming up short, and if we don't get it done now, I worry it might not happen in the future.
Martin also supports the purchase of the Reed Marine property in Scow Bay for use by the Harbor Department.
I think it's a very good long-term plan to allow that the downtown industrial waterfront area that's being used for bait shed storage to be developed for businesses and move the storage out to Scow Bay. And the only way to really do that is to have a deep water access point to the Scow Bay industrial area.
That purchase is one of the three ballot questions voters will decide October 2nd. All three candidates support that purchase, and one potential newcomer to the board, Peter Schultz, thinks the community should acquire the property, but he thinks the $1.4 million asking price is too high.
It would be very nice if the Reed family would donate this property to the community because it serves the entire community. And we, in return, would, of course, name it the Reed Harbor or anything along those lines. And the Reed family should make it very attractive for Petersburg to acquire this property.
Schultz does not think the city should pay more than the assessed value at the most. He's a 73-year-old retired printing engineer and former printing company owner. He's visited many harbors on the Pacific coast in his sailboat and says that gives him insight that will help on the board.
I do think that I know what people expect from a harbor. I like our nice harbor. I think my background, my analytical mind, and my way to evaluate whatever the findings are to come up with the suitable solutions qualify me to contribute.
Schultz says Petersburg's harbors compare well with other facilities on the West Coast.
Our harbor is a fishing harbor primarily. It's not a marina, so it doesn't have the fancy aspects, and it does not need the fancy aspects. We have to serve our fishing fleet, and as our fishing fleet is the major industry in our town, it's the livelihood of our community, we should do and must do everything to serve our fishing fleet and to make sure that our harbor is well built and well suited for whatever our fleet needs. That, of course, includes all the pleasure boaters and the transients as well.
The most experienced board member of the three candidates, Kurt Wallhuter, was elected to the board in 2001 and has been reelected 3 times since then. The 57-year-old commercial fisherman says he wants to continue on the board to see the harbor projects finished.
I'd like to see the North Harbor get finished and the drive down dock get finished, and the possibility of the expansion of the dump there, you know, where you got the cold storage. You know, I'd like to see that finished, you know, eventually into some sheet pile or another working area like a north wall situation, you know, where the guys can have more areas to load pots. And I'd also like to see the Reed property finalized, you know, from the harbor expansion, you know, for the commercial fleet. So I've got a vested interest, you know, with the boats that I own, and I want to just make sure that it's the best harbor in Southeast.
Among that list of work, Wolfhuter says the North Harbor is his top priority.
I have to kind of agree with John and Mark on the council there about let's finish this project, you know, that we started. you know, every year we drag our feet and talk about this, you know, which we've been talking about for years, it costs you about $1 million. If you got a $7 million project and you talk about it for 1 year, it's going to cost you $8 million by the time you get to it. And the longer you discuss it, you know, another year goes by when then it's going to cost you $9 million. And so, you know, we've talked about this long enough. I think if we don't do it now, it's not going to be any cheaper.
Like the other candidates, Wolhuter also supports purchase of the Reed Marine property. The ballot question asks voters whether to fund the purchase with contributions from several city funds and a potential increase in harbor rates. Wolhuter says rate increases would be okay with him.
With the way the economy is now, I think we need to, you know, to start putting up some of our own money, I think. I mean, I'm not afraid of harbor rate increases, and if anybody's got any concerns at all on harbor rate increases, it might be me with the lineal footage that I'd have to be paying for each year. It doesn't bother me as long as I know it's going towards infrastructure and making the town more valuable, which just makes all our equipment more valuable when you have infrastructure.
The top two vote winners will serve 3-year terms on the city's Harbor Advisory Board. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.